It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's congressional delegation went back to work last night to certify the election of Joe Biden as president after pro-Trump extremists tried to shut down the Capitol. Republican Representative Ken Buck condemned the violence in a joint statement with Governor Jared Polis. He called it an assault on our democratic republic. Democratic Representative and former Army Ranger Jason Crow was praised across social media and by Republican colleagues for helping secure the chamber as extremists tried to get in. He remained until all other House members were safe. Two of Colorado's U.S. representatives took the floor at the Capitol yesterday before rioters shut down the Electoral College vote count. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
So I was there because I wanted to hear Colorado representatives debating the Electoral College count objections on the floor. Both representatives Lauren Boebert and Joe Neguse had spoken. They were on the first objection. They were talking about the slate sent from Arizona. Boebert had spoken out against accepting the votes. She took issue with the fact that a judge ordered that voter registration in the state be extended and said that all of the 30,000 votes cast by people who registered after the original deadline were illegitimate.
The members who stand here today and accept the results of this concentrated, coordinated, partisan effort by Democrats, where every fraudulent vote cancels out the vote of an honest America, has sided with the extremist left.
Now, I'll point out there has been no evidence of fraud to the level that would change the results of the presidential election. Neguse, he put things in different terms. He talked about respecting the will of the voters, of protecting our democracy.
The eyes of the world are on us now, my colleagues, wondering if our constitutional republic will hold.
He said the Constitution clearly states Congress's job. It's to count the votes certified and sent by the states. It's not Congress's job to replace the judgment made by the American people with the men and women in that room. He also pointed out Joe Biden was elected and the people spoke clearly and resoundedly and they voted in record numbers.
CPR's Caitlin Kim reporting from Washington. Fraudulent unemployment claims in Colorado have seen an uptick since Christmas. The state labor department tells the Gazette that fraud increased across the country after the first round of CARES Act unemployment assistance ended. The state is encouraging anyone who's buying, renting, or selling property to watch for fake claims filed to those addresses. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.